Listen, sometimes you gotta stand against the grain and say what's really the truth. Some people ain't gonna like it, some people gonna run from it. But you know what? We gotta be honest. And sometimes when you can't be honest, you need to be fucking real. This is We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast. All right, what's up everybody? This is If We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast. Again, it's your boy Big A, and to the left or right of me, my brother Evan Simulton. Also we got special guest Mrs. Simulton, Jasmine, and we got baby Ethan, and at the bottom we got one third of the Three Bearded King podcast, Mr. Tyler Hildren. How you doing, brother?
Okay, I'm doing great.
I guess you're upset.
Wu-Tang.
Did you say Wu-Tang?
Yes.
Yes, I can. If you can't say nothing else, say Wu-Tang shit. Diversify your buns, bitches.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to what? Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to...
Well, for everybody that ain't watching us, watching the podcast, Tyler just threw up the Wu-Tang symbol, so you know what it is. What's up? How y'all gentlemen doing, and how the ladies doing?
We doing real good. He doing fine too.
Hey, of course we can. Baby Ethan, he.
I thought I was going to do a rap battle for a second. I like that beat.
don't get him started. Don't get him started. Don't get him started.
Well, I just want to check in with y'all again, just see how everybody doing. How was everybody's fourth?
It was chill. We really didn't do nothing. Like we said, we were not going to do nothing. We didn't do nothing.
It's same here. We didn't pop no fireworks or nothing. We was just chilling. My son went swimming at my mother-in-law's. Other than that, and we just chilled. We didn't cook or nothing. We didn't celebrate nothing. We did a little something for Juneteenth, but like I said, we weren't doing nothing from the fourth. So.
Yeah, it's nice. I was down there. I wasn't able to get in touch with everybody, to see everybody, because my brother's birthday. So you know how that is. Family be wanting you to be, you know, it's just this nigga. See about me. It's my day. It was a lot of that. So, but yeah, man, I'm glad everybody had a safe and, you know, chill. You know, everybody was able to be off. I guess hopefully got off Friday and just had a 3-day weekend. So that's the only thing good. But I don't know what was going on in other parts of the country, but it's like that Monday, all the shit that was going on. I don't know. I'm kind of pissed about it because I literally had to sit and think about this for the last week or so with the question of, do black lives matter to black people? And that's a twofold question, because I'm thinking about all the stuff that was going on, like the children being killed and shot innocently, getting caught in the crosshairs. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, we fighting so hard to just be treated equal, but it's some of us out here doing dumb shit. And I don't know. I just like, it pissed me off, because it's like, it's people who buried their babies at a time where if you were celebrating the 4th, your kids should be outside popping fireworks or at a festival or doing something. But, you know, I don't know. I'm still kind of still pissed off and speechless behind that bullshit. But what y'all got to say about it?
Yeah, that's just sad to hear, you know. With everything going on in the world, you know, we should be unified as much as possible. So when we see another black man, black woman, a person of our race going out there doing something stupid and taking the lives of someone else that's innocent bystander, especially kids, man, that's just straight bull. It's just straight bull. And, you know, for those individuals, I honestly could say, going back to the police reform, we shouldn't do it. But, you know, let them walk off a cliff or something. Just let them let us remove those.
Oh snap.
I'm still there?
Yeah, you still good.
I didn't touch the computer. It went to sleep on me. I couldn't see myself. So I was like, oh, I dropped.
Hey, as long as it don't as long as I don't see fire flames and just complete static, we good.
But yeah, like for real, it's crazy. Little kids, they shouldn't even know a lot about what's going on in the world to a certain degree because they're innocent. We don't want to take away their innocence to be so engulfed in the struggles and the fighting and all that. So even if their parents did not teach them about the difference between Juneteenth and the 4th, we who did not know about it up to a certain point, yeah, you went outside and you had fun. You were a kid. You got to enjoy yourself. So, yeah, this stuff like that, that's just BS. And for those specific individuals, you're going to get yours someday. You're going to get yours. And we don't stand beside you.
I'm just kind of tired of it, man. Like, in my hometown, there was a child that was shot in a drive-by. I believe he was 6. He was shot in the face in his bed while he was sleeping in his bed. Jeez. He basically went to sleep and never woke up. Like, at 6 years, I was fucked up, man. And I'm tired of all the violence, like, the senseless violence. What are you doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, if you want to live a street life, I don't even agree with that, period, but if you street life, you want to be a real goon, walk up on your target. Stop shooting into the air and missing and hitting everybody except who you're aiming for. Exactly. What's the purpose of just shooting nothing? You kill more kids than you are people that you should be that you're actually looking for. And to me, put that energy towards all these white supremacists and these people that mean you harm. You're doing that to your own community. I just don't agree with it. I don't agree with violence at all. But I mean, people are going to be violent. It is what it is. But at the same time, you're taking these children, these innocent children's lives, and I mean, it's really bad in Chicago. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But like I said, I had that happened in Kansas City. I believe someone was shot here in Memphis and in Chicago. Like, it seems like every week a child is killed, and like I just couldn't deal with it. The other day, I was on Twitter. A guy that I follow, one of his friends, his 16-year-old son was shot and killed, and it's just like, when does it end? So when you ask that question, do Black Lives Matter? It doesn't really seem like any lives matter at this point. We just we're not taking care of the hoods like we should. There needs to be a reform in how it just seems like there's so much trauma going on in those places, and there has to be something wrong with people mentally. Just shoot people at just shooting children, shooting anybody, just shooting at will with no repercussions. They don't care. It's like they'll go to jail. They'll get life in prison. Who the fuck wants to spend the rest of their life in jail in prison for shooting a child? It baffles my mind. It baffles my mind that people are just that ignorant and have that lack of compassion for another human. I really don't know what to say about it. It's just sad, to be honest.
I agree, and like, honestly, with the taking of so many different lives, like you said, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, I agree with you. There got to be something mentally wrong with some of these individuals who don't seem to value their lives and others. Senseless killing like that, shooting a gun into the shooting a bullet into the air, and we've all knew if you shoot a bullet into the air, the bullet comes down. You just don't know where it's going to land. So you might hit the street. You might hit the curb. You might hit someone's house. You don't know the stability of that house. And if it ends up in a kid's face, first of all, now the family had a loss of a child. And they know the child got shot. They don't know from who. And you really can't track it back to the person who shot it. They just shot a bullet directly in the air. Had no idea they gonna kill a kid. Kill just senseless killing. Honestly, I feel as though a lot of these, I say, I don't want to use the word thuggish type people who want to live that life, want to live that lifestyle. I just believe you put them all in a vicinity, you put them in a bubble together, they wouldn't be so hard because life or death, if they know every moment is life or death, they finna try to find a more peaceful way of doing things. But it's almost like that power complex when it comes down to a person with a gun. They are trying to prove that they're stronger than everybody else. They gotta do it. They done it for so long. Now they just out in the streets living this life, showing that they better than other people. But mostly in their head, they know they got stuff worse.
Yeah, but I honestly, like I said, I understand mental health is an issue with trauma. But this is also some people that just don't give a fuck and they just cowards. My thing is this, if you a gangbanger, anybody in the street, whatever you doing, if you got problems with somebody, if it really ain't no this person did some life or death kind of thing to you, do you really need to retaliate? And if you do, make sure you hit your fucking target. That's my thing is this. If you gonna go up on somebody or you see somebody is on site. If you see a person in the mall, don't shoot and start ringing out shots in the mall because it ain't no guarantee you're going to hit somebody. You're going to hit somebody innocent before you hit the target, which make more sense. Catch them going to the parking lot in their car, then pop their ass or whatever if the beef is that, if it's that much of a point to get across. And it's just like these people shooting in broad daylight. Like I was seeing people report about it in Atlanta. These motherfuckers shoot in the streets, in cars, in traffic, so anybody could get hit. And unfortunately, a little girl got killed, and she was in the back seat with her mom. I'm like, that shit shouldn't be happening when people just out and about. And that's my thing. Is
exactly.
Like,
you're just trying to get from point A to point B. And I'm tired of people protecting cowards, dog. Stop trying to. There's no snitching shit, bro. Fuck all that.
Nah,
it's somebody.
Now, I'm being honest, but a lot of folks, I guess, who in their life have started saying they need to find out who did that shit because, you know, these kids shouldn't be getting killed. And it's just point blank. If we're trying to make a better life for them and make progress for the next generation, because you don't never do shit for your generation or yourself. You do it for, you pay it forward. That's how it's always been. But these niggas doing shit and it's like, okay, you forever scarred this woman. This baby, this little girl don't got the chance to be a mother or be a wife, or she don't got no dreams no more. She gone. This little boy, he won't be a football player because he's gone. And these people do this shit, but then want to hoop and holler like, oh, no, man, I ain't mean to. Like, bro, if you ain't mean to, you should have thought that shit out. And my thing is this, if you going after somebody, go after them when it ain't nobody around. Don't, if you going to do some shit, be smart about it. That's the ultimate thing. If you going to do your dirt, be smart about it. If you going to pop somebody, one thing my grandma always say, if you going to do some dirt, do it by your damn self. Because one thing is you ain't got to worry about nobody snitching. When it comes to like your circle should be a straight line. I mean, it's supposed to be you and somebody else, or it should just be a goddamn dot. It should just be you. If I'm gonna do some dirt, I'm doing it by myself. I ain't finna get nobody else involved or bring a whole bunch of people. Because if shit goes south and I gotta get away, I just gotta deal with the problem. But if you got Tom, Dick, and Harry, John, Ricky, Bobby, Randy, and everybody with you, you don't know who gonna see you up shit creek. Because my thing is this. Everybody tough until somebody put life on you. And they saying, since you don't want to tell and you don't want to snitch, okay, you going to go up shit creek for the rest of your life. And thing is,
when they start dropping them football numbers on people.
What's that?
I said, when they start dropping them football numbers on people, that's when motherfuckers start telling them. But my thing is, here, before we even get to the shooting, whatever happened to people just having a fist fight and being done with the beef? Whatever happened to that?
Take your
ass whooping and move on about your day, man. Like, what the hell? Why you gonna shoot people?
Man, that's the olden days now, because they ain't trying to prove themselves worthy. Go and try to prove yourself in a field. At the end of the day, find some form of respect with the other person. You took your ass whooping, but you know you learned some respect in a fist fight with that person. That or you just squash the whole deal and you go on by your way. They picking out the guns. You don't even see people bring a knife and try to have a fist fight and pull out a knife. You don't even hear that. It's a fist fight for kids or guns. It's either exactly. or.
I think guns have made people that are cowards a little too strong. They think that anybody can pull out a gun and shoot somebody. I just feel like that's a coward's move. The only time that you should be pulling out a gun is if somebody's trying to do you bodily harm in your household or somewhere, or you know, someone else pulls out a gun on you. I'm never just gonna pull out a gun and just start shooting somebody. That's just not my MO. But if somebody broke into my house, oh yeah, that's different because I don't know what you're planning to do. Yeah, I gotta protect my family.
Just put a silencer on your gun. If you're gonna walk up and do something and you don't want nobody else to know that you just pop somebody, put a silencer on it, walk up to them, pull out the gun and shoot it.
I've been saying that, bro. Use a silencer. Stop shooting all in the air. You shooting everywhere except what you're supposed to be shooting at. Walk up on them, pop, pop, move, and go on about your day. There's two bullets.
And then, like I said, that way is no collateral damage, because my thing is this: if I gotta kill him and him, and they in two different locations, why would I wait until they in a crowd of people to then try to get them? It'd be more. You just do your due diligence, do your reconnaissance, or whatever you want to call it, goon or whatever. Wait until you get them in the perfect scenario where they by themselves, where you can pop their ass and get ghost. Don't go shooting on the fucking I-10 highway and shit in this, you know, fucking traffic jam, and then you end up hitting the church with her grandkids and a bunch of innocent people. But I had to get that off my chest, because just seeing that, it's like we want to be seen as human beings and treated equally and respect our lives, but we got some of us out here doing the complete fucking opposite. And honestly,
I can't ever think of a time where I've got into it with somebody where I was like, yeah, I'm gonna pop this nigga next time I see him. I ain't never had to go that far. I might be like, all right, I'm whoop your ass, but I ain't never been like, oh no, he got to die. I can't think of no beef that's just like that. I just got to shoot somebody. That's just a coward's mentality. I'd much rather try and whoop your ass and get my ass whooped and you win. It is what it is. I'll move on about my day. Like,
yeah. I ain't never had no beef that I said I'm gonna pop somebody, but I have had enough beef with somebody that I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stand in a public place, let you you gonna hit me a couple times. I give you three licks on me, cause then I'm gonna just say let the police come and send you to jail. I'm gonna get you sent to jail because I'm gonna say I'm gonna fight back in self defense, but I'm gonna do all the paperwork. Huh?
Yes.
Your boy said, bam, bam,
bam. Yeah. I'm not even.
I think he like this. Nah, pops, we swinging on that. We swinging on that nigga.
Bow, bow, bow.
Bad. Then I'm going to self defense. I let everybody see it. Yo, he assaulted me. Like, I'm gonna play the whole system. If we trying to let the system work for us and stuff like that, go ahead. Cause nobody feel like going to jail. I ain't finna pop you. I ain't finna lose my life.
They take all parties to jail now.
They take all parties to jail?
Yep.
And I'm just finna fight.
If you call the police.
My grandma, God rest my granny, so she raised me. I said, you don't start no shit, but you ain't gonna sit and take no ass whooping either. And that's just the code I live by. Like, my mom and my brother, anybody that know you, tell me, I ain't gonna start shit with nobody, but if you come with that shit to me, it's like, okay. I really don't want to do this, but if you gonna take it there, you done seen it firsthand, Evan, with the Kirby. See, yeah, and, like, yeah. And then Evan to tell you, like, bro, I used to didn't think you was from North Memphis, but I know you from North Memphis now.
I'll listen to the story off the air one day.
Yeah. This is, you know, always is that one time you see that one person that you never expect to go there, and they go there, and it's like, shit. Okay. Well, Big A is this big gentle giant, but this nigga still big and he's not gentle right now. He's just a big giant right now. This nigga mad. Okay, cool. Okay.
But
so yeah.
I think most people are too mad at each other to even forgive. You can't hear me?
You don't talk so loud.
I think that Black people are too upset to even try to focus on thinking like you all just said, like go up to the person and shoot them directly. They're too upset. They're too enraged and they're not thinking. So they just shoot wherever they feel they let their emotions take over. So some people don't care. Their feelings hurt. They stole from me, and I just want to get them back.
Yeah.
So
I got a story of a friend that happened to. He beat the brakes off two people at once, but that's another story for another day. But they didn't say it. They've been saying it for years, man. Some of these niggas is more bitches than some of these bitches are, man. Like, they'd be emotional. They'd be some emotional ass dudes. They don't know how to filter that out. And I feel like a lot of that comes from how some of these people were raised. They weren't raised to show emotion, so they don't know how to show emotion properly. You can be angry at something, but you don't have to lash out at it. You can be angry, know that you're angry, know that what that emotion is attached to, and then find something that calms you down. You're not going to calm yourself down by going shooting 3-4 people and just shooting into a crowd. That's not solving a problem at the end of the day.
But I'm just going back to just gonna go back on Brett. Go hand to hand. If you got that much of a beat, go on and fight. Cause my thing is this: with a fist fight, if you don't escalate it to where you stomping a motherfucker in the head or dropping a motherfucker on their neck, you can still walk away from it. Life is still intact. Now your ass is gonna be sore, but you can walk away from an ass kicking. But you can't walk away with a bullet in your face.
That's true. That's true. But some people, like me. You know me, Big A. Some people, if you make me mad enough, if I go into a fist fight, I'm not trying to fist fight just to, like, whoop your ass. I'm finna take you halfway out of here. That's my fist fight. I'm trying to take you out. Like, I'm finna hit you in your throat, stop your ear, and then slam your head into the ground. Like,
it depends on how mad they make you.
It's like, you even to a point, you're gonna be like, I'm gonna beat. You're going to be the person asked to get your point across, especially if they're attacking you on some crazy shit. But at the end of the day, I think, still try to think about it. You got somebody to kick your ass. At the end of the day, even the most low-down, dirtiest motherfucker on the planet got somebody they love their funk ass. Your mama love you, your granny. Somebody want your funk ass to come home. Now, when it come to you, in my book, I want you to go home too, but I want your ass to go home swollen.
Hurt.
You shouldn't have been fucking with me. But
fingers broken and all shit like this, come back looking like
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't think these folks got the concept of fighting no more. Because it do take hard to fight. It do take some courage to say one-on-one, because most people, you know, like they said, they gonna fold up or run away, because you only got either fight or flight. You know, but how do these folks think, I ain't gonna fight or flight, I'm just gonna get this gun and shoot his ass. And it's like,
and it's sad. It's sad because you gotta honestly, when you take it back, like my wife said, they get so emotional that they say, I don't care and I'm finna shoot. But it took between the time period you got pissed off for you to say in your head, I'm gonna pop a cap in that nigga. Go and get the gun and then follow up with it. So in between both of these times, you have to leave the incident if you don't have the gun on you and then come back. Or you have the gun on you and your first thought is, because you're still thinking, you're pissed, but your first thought is, let me go for my weapon so I can do something and take this nigga. You don't even think, I don't think they even think about hurting the person. It's like, let me shut this motherfucker up forever. Like, let me shut this motherfucker up.
Let me end it.
Let me just end this shit. Pull out that gun. Not really thinking about the fact, when you say in this, you mean in somebody's life. You can't be in someone's judge and executioner, taking lives out here. You ain't God. You can't take nobody's life. So you talking about, I'm pissed at you, I'm finna end it. Well, what if you go to sleep and all your loved ones got ended? Just like that. Somebody just said, you know what? I'm going to end it for all the people that you care about, your baby, your wife, your girlfriend, your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your aunties, everyone that you cared about, all the family members you don't care for, I'm going to leave them alive. Everybody else going to get Thanos snap. How you feel? How you feel when you wake up in the morning? Because what's going to make you suffer is when you wake up and you realize everybody you cared about and you loved is gone. now you feel like the person you just they love went away.
Let's say just I don't know about y'all, man.
That's what just need to go back to fist to fist. Cause like I said, a ass whooping life is preserved. One person walk away with a couple bruises, one walk away with a whole knot on their ass. But I don't know. I just think with the whole.
Don't get me wrong. People die from getting in fights too. They fall the wrong way or they get hit just in the right spot. They can die, but it's a lot less chance. But yeah. I don't know about y'all. I'm 31. I'm not trying to kill nobody and go to jail. And let's say I live like a natural American life to sit in my 70s. That's 40, 50 years. You want to be in jail for 40 or 50 years? You can't do nothing.
I'm gonna be honest, Tyler. With your lifespan of the coke and weed and the loose women, I think you got to about 45, brother. I think you're gonna be checked out in a little while.
You peaked already. You peaked.
Maybe I should start carrying my gun around a little bit more than Augustus. You said that. I'll see you in Nashville, bitch. now for dramatic effect, I would have just hung up and you'd be like, damn, is he for real?
I said, stop being too stupid. I'm just playing.
you should have hung up, then called back while you in your car driving. You can see outside the
looking crazy and shit.
Like, I'm bullshitting, Tom.
Nah, son. Why does your match application say Nashville? No, Murfreesboro. I didn't forget, nigga. I'm gonna knock on every door.
Don't tell him where I live, bro.
Oh Lord.
He don't know where I live. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. I'm getting out right now. He don't check my IP address. Nope. I'm getting out.
I just don't get it, man. Who's trying to spend all that time in, like, bro? I've seen too many prison shows to want to ever go to jail for something besides outside of defending my family. Like, I just like Evan said, if I have to fight you, I'm trying to end it as quickly. It might be as brutal, but I'm trying to end it as quickly as possible. So I don't understand people just shooting everything. And I'm really kind of on gun reform. I really don't think we need guns like that, to be honest. Like, what is the purpose? Well, I don't think anybody should be able to own more than one weapon. Two weapons.
I say you can own weapons. It's just when you start getting into the grade of one pulling one shot can shoot 30, 40 people or shoot out 100 rounds, that's when we kind of getting into the, okay, maybe we got – that's too excessive. So that's like you ain't gonna let nobody own a bomb or RPG, which I'm pretty sure is the folks that own that shit that went on the black market underground tactics to get it. But you ain't finna just go to your local pawn shop like, yeah, let me get that RPG and then let me get that Gatling gun. I'm gonna mount that on the truck.
Right.
So hey, I know I'm being silly right now, but the first thing I thought about is 007. The golden gun, instant kill. That golden gun, they had one bullet, but whatever it kills, let niggas come around with a golden gun, be like, hey, that nigga got one bullet. We all know it's
Chris like Rock said a long time ago. If bullets cost $10,000 a bullet, you when somebody got shot, you know they deserve that.
he just shot
him with $60,000 worth of bullets.
Jesus.
Yeah, if bullets was $10,000 a bullet, yeah.
Yeah, what you say?
You definitely know when somebody deserve that.
I'm about to spend $100,000 on 10 bullets for make sure I shoot that motherfucker. Yeah. Make sure I shoot him and everybody he love. Nigga, you only got 10 bullets. He only got 3 people he love.
Whole blood. All right, y'all. But we got to switch gears. Now, this is the second half of my question when I say, you know, do Black Lives Matter to Black people? Because I've seen the other article about the, you know, the lady in the guy in the Central Park who was watching the birds. I think his name is Christian Cooper. And he pretty much went on record saying that he did not want to pursue, you know, prosecuting the lady who, you know, called the police on him. And that's what's making me ask, like, why are we so forgiving? Because my thing is this, don't you not care about the next black man or woman that could possibly go through this? Because him doing that made me feel like, why? I understand, you know, forgive or whatever, but why is it that when we the victims and we the ones being fucked with, we got to forgive the people that's fucking with us and that mean us harm? Because she lied on camera in front of him saying that, oh, I'm being attacked, I'm being attacked. And I'm like, bruh, even if you don't want to prosecute her because you feel like it, still go through it, because that could potentially stop anybody else from doing that to any other black person. Because I'm thinking of it like this. Do you not care for not just yourself, but the other future black people? Because my thing is that you got to think of it like that, because if she did that shit 10 years from now and then somebody end up dead, then we going to be like, well, damn, if he would did what he would have did back then, the Christian dude, this shit probably wouldn't have happened, or at least she wouldn't be out to do this shit. And it pissed me off because it's like, God, dog, like, do we even care enough for the future black people? Because my thing is this, he talking about, oh, her life has already been ruined. I'm like, bro, make her feel every piece of her decision, because just like she could have walked.
That's her. Yeah, she did that to herself. Shit.
Yeah, she did that shit to herself. But my thing is this, you don't want to prosecute or go with the prosecution. It's like, you not helping the next man or woman or black person that she might run into. And then my thing, this shit happened what, in Central Park? This shit happened back where the Central Park Five got accused. So you got to understand, if the police came there and they saw you and they didn't ask no question, they just had their weapons drawn, they could have killed you, blew your ass away, and she walk off like she ain't done nothing. And she would have never been in jail or felt any bad about it. So my thing is, why are you feel like you shouldn't do it? Because honestly, in my opinion, it couldn't be me, because I'm finna act a whole ass, because I'm finna make sure that the world know, and I'm suing. Because it's like that, why do we have to pussyfoot around the world in everything that we do? I thought motherfucker was watching birds and got the police called on him.
Now, I don't know how to feel about that one. I really don't. Because, like, your point, you got a very valid point. You know, if you took up the mantle, if he took up the mantle to actually do something about it, say something about it, and prosecute, then that woman will feel all of her decision, every aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think from the opposite side where he's coming from, maybe he just don't feel like dealing with it. It's enough drama in the media. You got to think about it from, I guess, everything revolving him and her. She's being probably given a bunch of backlash by random people. Now random people are trying to take justice into their hands on her. So she getting death threats. People know now where she lives. Because the moment you really get onto the internet and people get to see you and they put your name out there, everybody know everything about you. Mm-hmm. So her life is going to be a living hell without even being prosecuted for a long time. She will learn her lesson from this. The thing is, I wonder what were the other things happening in the background when it came to him, because there have probably been other people in his ear talking about, you need to prosecute, you need to go ahead, push ahead with this. But then other people are like, yo, brother, understand, pull back, everybody else already handling it. You don't even got to do nothing. You don't even got to do nothing. Don't put any more aim on you too. You prosecutor, and now these white folks out here that don't care for us gonna target you. She made herself a hated target, but you don't have to do it too.
Yeah.
So pull back, don't do nothing about it. So that's why I say I feel kind of shaky on it, because you could continue with it, because she was completely in the wrong, but the individuals that feel that the same way she felt now gonna target you. At least for him, he's playing it safe, not saying nothing, saying I'm not gonna persecute it. Those hated people are not gonna target him. he didn't do anything extra outside of saying, you know, I didn't do anything. And now y'all saw I didn't do nothing. And I forgive you.
I want that to be the end of it.
I forgive you. That's the end of it. And all those haters, those people that hate people like that, we're not going to do nothing to him. He ain't a prosecutor. He ain't putting no more effort into it. He wanted to be left alone. He knows that there's other people that probably is going to do something about it. He ain't got to do nothing. If he got loved ones, I'm on the fence. Play it safe. Play it safe. Media already did enough damage.
Well, for her, all I got to say is, if it isn't the consequences of my own action.
Facts.
People do stupid stuff. Why are you lying and saying that someone's doing something to you? For one, that's just stupidity within itself. And then two, with that, we've seen this happen multiple times. We've seen people get killed because people don't know how to mind their business.
Yeah, and that goes back to my point, because my thing is this: you were one of the lucky ones that had physical proof through it all, and the fact that you were not doing something that they deem as suspicious, that gave you some kind of covering and protection. You got to think about the people who start recording after the person that done something or said something crazy or tried to attack them, but yet the police come out and the person who getting assaulted or whatever could possibly be going to jail. And it's just, that's a scary thing, because they weaponizing these white women. Let's keep it funky. Let's keep it 100. It's these white women that are weaponizing their cry wolf as a way to attack black people. And like I said, real talk, just again, they need to have it and call this the Emmett Till law, you know, when it comes to like that concept of calling and ain't nothing really going on. They need to get them people's information, phone number, address, or whatever. And if you make a bullshit call and it ain't nothing going on, we come and get your ass and lock you up. And then that's you a mandatory 60 days in jail or whatever you want to do it or whatever you want to charge and all that, because people tired of that shit. But my thing is with him, why are you just going to turn the other cheek? And again, yeah, you didn't ask for this to happen, but at the same time, don't say, oh no, I'm not going to proceed with the prosecution, because then it makes it feel like, oh, I don't really care. It was just an inconvenience. You then minimize the shit that's going on. And then other people might feel empowered to do it, because there's some stupid ass people out here that's going to be like, well, if he didn't do it, I guess I can try it. And it's like, bro, go back to the point. Just mind your fucking business. If I'm literally not breaking, and I'm just here doing something, or I'm just walking around or riding a bike, or I'm walking through the goddamn store or something, leave me alone.
Right.
Like, that's not a hard concept. And it's just for me, yeah. I'm kind of more pissed off at him, because he pretty much saying, well, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go with it. You should just, even if you don't do it for yourself, you should at least get the point across that black people here, people of color are here, they're here to stay. And we just want to exist. We don't want to fucking be bothered. And the fact that, you know, he ain't going to do it, it pisses me off.
Right. I'm just tired. I've seen this happen multiple times. I'm tired of people walking up on people, invading their privacy and asking them for their ID, or telling them that they shouldn't be here. I know everybody lives in this neighborhood. I know everybody lives in this apartment complex. You've heard all those statements over the past month or two. And over the years, you've heard people and it's almost always Caucasian women. And like 98% of the time, it's Caucasian women. They just feel like they got to run everything. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't at all. Like, whatever happened to just minding your business when it comes to stuff? I don't understand that.
Yeah, man. I'm saying, shoot, man. Just people need to out to just leave people the hell alone.
Exactly. And I don't understand why that's so complicated.
Yeah, I don't understand either. Like, mind your own business. Now you fake. Stop it. So yeah, I don't understand. People don't mind their own business. Like, it's better to just focus on what you got going on in your life. If you that boy ain't got nothing going on in your life and you just need to cause some issues, find some hobby.
Yeah, hobby. Yeah, real talk. I totally agree. All right. Well, I got to switch gears because both of y'all are parents. Yep. And the summer is almost over. Like, we almost at the end of July. Let me know, what are y'all opinion or thoughts about the whole Trump trying to get kids back into school?
Fuck them. Okay, now my real thoughts. fuck them. Now, I'm going to explain that second one. Well, really, I feel like he's doing all this just so he had a hope of being reelected, because if you get the kids back to school, then a lot
of... Yeah, that's how we want to treat Trump. Bow, bow.
if you get the kids back to school, then he feels as though you can, the parents can go back to work. Because a lot of folks say, well, my kids can't go anywhere, so they staying at home trying to make sure their kids okay. So they're like, hey, just get them back to work, and then I can say I got the economy going back again. So look at me, how I handled the world's first pandemic that we all just shut everything down for. Look at it. Well, I am that person that saved everything. That's how I feel like he feels.
And anybody that believes that stupid shit should just go jump in the river, man. That is the most dumbest crap. And this is exactly what he's doing. He's trying to get his voting base to vote for him by opening up everything when he should have been way, way ahead of this. It's amazing how this compared to other countries and how people aren't wearing masks. And it's just stupid. It's like, why do we feel like we're the only country that can just get away with not wearing masks and not properly shutting the country down? Everywhere else shut down, and they recovered. Italy was having a terrible time when this first broke out.
Yeah,
they have a very old population. And you look at the numbers from when Italy had their spike to now, and it's like the complete opposite. We're still going up, and they've pretty much basically recovered. They've opened up things. So we could have been back to normal life if people had to just do what they were supposed to do for about 2 to 3 months. And I think that this also showed me that we don't have very good plans, and we don't have very good plans in order when things don't go, you know, for the economy. Why is everything financial not automatically just suspended and shut down? Companies should be able to draw from a certain amount of money, a pool of money, to be able to pay their employees regular wages while everything is shut down at the exact full amount. I feel like that shouldn't be that complicated to do. We spend all this money in taxes, and we spend billions of dollars in government when those kind of funds can be going for people that actually need it. And then you've got people in unemployment right now that can't – I mean, there's – so, what is it, 50, 60 million people have claimed unemployment? That's insane.
Yes.
No one else is like that. Nowhere else is like that. No other country has been that terrible.
Well, other countries –
he just started wearing a mask like a week or two ago. He's been terrible. He said it was fake. Then he said, well, it's not as bad. Then he said, we're testing too many people. I'm like, what?
Yes, he said test too many people.
Slow the testing down. I told my people,
slow the testing down.
I was alive during Clinton's administration and Bush Sr., but I don't remember really too much of Bush Sr. Really not much of Clinton. A little bit, but not very much. But I have been, you know, school aged for Bush Jr. and for Obama and for this, and he is by far the worst and the dumbest person I've ever seen a president. It's not even close. He just sounds stupid. Bush Jr. made some mistakes, but he didn't sound idiotic when he was talking to the press. And that's what I have a problem with within itself. Before we even talk about policy, he just sounds like a complete dumbass.
Yeah, and if you ever notice, if you ever look at how he stands when he's talking, you know how most presidents stand face forward and give you eye-to-eye contact? He lean over to the left and talk like he's trying to convince you that this is a good
thing. If you look at it, those are like stages of saying he has dementia. Like, he's not all there mentally. He just doesn't look like it. He doesn't sound there. This man's out here. We have a pandemic going on. He's sitting up here, got Goya foods and shit on his desk. I'm like, what the?
Slow down the testing.
And then,
what does this have to do with
the dude? The dude who owned Goya, he went on record saying he's a good dude, bro. They said that mine stock didn't drop so bad. People ain't shopping with him. I literally seen on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter people like this. Fuck, this used to be my favorite season, and throwing that shit in the trash. I was like, bro, that was the wrong message. I wouldn't even went to the fucking game. If you invited me, I wasn't going.
You shouldn't say nothing, because realistically, right now, everybody is starting to see how stupid it is. How come this pandemic been going on 3 months, and last first time he has been caught with a damn mask on? Literally, I saw a video clip, and I was reading the video clip, and I ignored the title because I said, this motherfucker got a mask on. I said, babe, let's look at this. And inside of the clip to the video, there's a clip in the video. So the video had a title, and then inside there, it was another video that had the first time President Trump has been seen with a mask on. I was like, yeah, that's the first thought I saw when I saw it. Like, this nigga got a mask on. Like, he talked about how his competitor looks like a punk. And he seems like a sissy because he's wearing a mask while talking to the public. Or walking around in public places with masks on is is putting down as a man. He needs to man up. But as these cases keep going up, he's like, ah, shit, I can't do nothing else. Even the Republicans that stood on his side that said, you know what, I'm not going to state to the people that you have to wear a mask, was like, now, put a mask on, you should go outside with one of these on. Now they're saying it because...
But it's the concept of him being a leader. You're supposed to lead by fucking example. My thing is, that's just like me. That's like us going to war. That's like us going to war, and I'm the general, and I know that these motherfuckers got mustard gas out there. Mustard gas gonna kill everybody. If I don't put on a mask, and other people putting on a mask, and some don't, if I survive, it's gonna be my ass, because what? You are the head. You are the general. You're the leader. You're supposed to lead by motherfucking example. Meaning,
put on a goddamn mask and turn around to everybody else. Put on your goddamn mask or you're gonna die. You're gonna die if you don't put on a mask.
The fact that he tried to, like, basically, like, publicly execute Dr. Fauci after all this by saying he's wrong, and they're like, oh, wow, we shouldn't make any decisions based on the scientists from the CDC.
I'm going to keep it real. Yeah, he's doing all this shit. To be honest, the reason why he's doing all this shit is to deflect, because his hope and his prayer was once May hit, in June hit, it'll be hot enough to so-called kill the virus, because once May hit, June is like the official summertime. So the heat, the temperature go up to 80, 90 on the average. So his only prayer was, let's make it to May. That's why the second stimulus check, they pussyfoot behind that, because they wasn't expecting this shit to be all the way into the summertime. It's awesome. It's almost August. So August, school go back in. School and colleges go back to school. You know, they was expecting this shit to be over with, and the fact that this shit ain't over with and it's getting worse, now they scrambling. Oh God, what do we need? We need to do another stimulus check.
Hey, like y'all talked about the unemployed and the individuals. Like, currently I'm furloughed. I'm furloughed from my job. So I'm furloughed, and the furlough statement literally said on the date, this is from an individual that was working in a company up until the point they got furloughed, and then hearing that you had to wait till June 30th, close to June 30th, and they'll bring you back, just to get a call a week before June 30th to let you know that, hey, this has lasted a lot longer than we expected. We got to cut some people, and if you still are furloughed, we're going to push it out another 3 months, because we really don't know when it's going to be over with. We thought it was going to be the summertime, but based off what the studies and the science said, And what I guess the one thing is Dr. Frenchy, I'm saying his name wrong.
Fauci.
Say it. He said, you know, the heat kills it, yet you have to stay away from each other, social distance, keep yourself safe. If you get the disease, get isolated away from others or go to not even go to the doctor. They stopped saying go to the doctor because you didn't want to infect all the people around it. Isolate yourself in your home. Do something like that. Stay away for 14 days. I bet you half of these people, when they found out, they stayed in about 7 days, came out. The thing about a disease or a virus or things like that, as it constantly gets to transmute and goes from person to person, it can mutate as it goes through the DNA of people. So it can become stronger simply because it's able to survive longer. So it's building an immune system against our immune system. It's learning how to survive in the midst of all of this going on. Why do you think as they continue going down the route of CDC find out new information and they're starting to see new signs of new symptoms within new different categories of people, kids, things are showing up different. Older people, things are showing up different. It's causing other issues now because it's evolving with the duration of time. It's able to survive in us because we as people are so fucking stupid and we couldn't just sit in our homes and leave everybody else alone for goddamn 3 months. Everybody's getting unemployment unless you're working. And if you still working, you work from home. Just leave folks alone for 3 months. Don't see your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your auntie. Don't see nobody. Zoom call them. Outside of that,
which that love shit on was hard, because I ain't gonna know. I broke down a good 3 or 4 times during that initiative because I'm very tight-knit to my family. Like, I want to see my mom and my brother and laugh and talk with them and be able to fucking hug them. So just not being able to do that, that had me around here depressed in the motherfucker. And then I still got to work and deal with motherfuckers who calling in over dumb shit. Now, with the exception of your iPhone being fucked up, I can understand it. But when you start talking, well, when am I want something for free for the inconvenience. It's like, bro, real talk, just go outside and breathe the fresh air. Just do me that favor. Okay.
I've been lucky enough to not get my job hasn't furloughed anybody. Well, and they're not going to furlough anybody. I mean, eventually, I'm sure they're going to let go of some people because we missed targets by numbers I've never even seen before. But that's another story for another day. I've been just lucky enough to. I've seen people get cut, furloughed. I've seen people get their wages cut 10-20%. Damn. I mean, I've been blessed to not have to deal with any of that myself. But I mean, other people have. My wife's been cut from her job. So I mean, it is what it is. There's just people are going through it right now, and I don't feel like we had a good fail safe to try and counteract that. I don't think anybody still has. I'm looking at mortgages, and they're like, oh, well, you know, you can defer your payment while the crisis is going on, but they're going to want all that money at one time. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Like,
exactly.
If you can't afford your mortgage now, how are you going to afford it in a few months when you get another job? You're still going to have bills.
That's the part that we're dealing with right now, because these people right now, they started their eviction process, last month? So, like you said, people who live in apartments and shit, these apartment complexes ain't trying to work with nobody. They need everything. They need paperwork. They need termination papers. And it's just like, okay, but I need money for food. And it's right. Why can't we just freeze accounts? Because my thing is, at the end of the day, these big corporations that got people, they gonna get money from the government. That's a given. That's a given. You know you're going to get some money and aid from the government. But it's the people like me, you, and you that work, the worker bees of America. We up Schitt's Creek without a paddle or a boat. But yet they say, well, you know, you guys should save up 6 months of the money. It's like, bro.
Nobody can afford 6 months of any. I don't care where you live at this point. Nobody can just save up 6 months. People have been paying off student loans. You have a house or an apartment. You have all kinds of bills you have to pay. It's just impossible to save up 6 months for the majority.
It's the distribution of wealth. It's too many rich motherfuckers and a shit ton of poor people. And even the working class is poor. Because let's be honest, you ain't none but one paycheck away from being poor and poor. You so goddamn poor, you can't even afford the OR. It's some people really at that level.
Be real. It really don't matter how much money you make, unless you and those $100,000 at this point. Because me, and the person, I ain't got no problem. I don't got no problem letting folks know, bro. I was getting paid $88,000 with a 10% annual bonus. But come with that type of money, I got family, I got kids, I got four kids. We got two cars. I'm paying for everything. I pay rent. I got to pay all that. So, no, I can't keep 6 months' work. But I can save about maybe a month, two, three, if we're not paying no bills, like outside of rent and utilities. I can save maybe 3-4 months of money to survive for this time period. But yet, at the end of the day, my account's going to be hella low if in 3 to 4 months y'all don't call me back, because I had to pay other things, credit card debts. You got to pay them off. They eventually going to work with you in the middle of this pandemic. But what if you had to go to pay off some of your debts before this pandemic even happened? So you will take in more money paying off these people who was asking for money. Then this pandemic happened. You just paid off this credit card, yet now you ain't got money for food, and you didn't even know this was coming.
And that just right. back in the revolving door, because now you finna have to use the credit card to the max to pay for shit, to have food, to pay your bills. And then you ain't got money to pay the shit you already spent. So it's like, but like you said, they still scrambling because they don't have a plan, especially with this whole stuff about sending kids back to school. Like, bro, real talk, if you're going to send kids back to school, it need to be at least 3 days that they have to be in a physical schoolhouse, or 2 days, and the other stuff need to be digital. And they really need to redistribute the money to the teachers and the nurses, because my thing is this, with this whole thing going on, you're going to need to hire more teachers to do the Zoom classes or to be in the school. And like I said, if you a brand new teacher or somebody that's graduated from college and you have got a teaching degree, they need to be giving these teachers, at minimum, brand new teachers, $15,000 sign-on bonus to add it to their salary. People who've been working, been teachers since last year when all this shit popped up, they need to get at least $20,000 added to their bonus for this, because you need to show that we value y'all. We need y'all. Because sending these kids back to school, and let's be honest, kids don't understand the concept of social distance because fucking adults don't do it.
Exactly. You said a word right there.
Yes. Always, like I said, I got kids. Tell them, hey, don't go outside and talk to nobody. You can go outside and play together because you just came from the same house together. And you go outside and you find the next kid and be like, hey, let's play together. I'm like, fuck, I just told you, don't go play with the neighbor. It's like, but they're fine, they're not sick. Fuck, you don't know that. That's the issue. We don't know until after you get deadly ill and that you're sick.
And not even just that, we ain't even got tests to test people who have you know, asymptomatic. And that's the more dangerous part about it, because you could be perfectly fine, go into the store, cough. Now it's 100 motherfuckers that got sick because of your one cough, because you don't got no symptoms. You just thinking, oh, it's just a regular cough. But you got the coronavirus and you don't know.
True. And then I hate that they haven't even figured out from testing if you, when you get it, when you get over it, does your body build an immune system against it compared to getting it again? They still don't know that answer. And you want to send kids to school where the kid might not have it, but they might run into a family member, because now when kids go back to school, parents end up having kids get picked up on different routines. Because think about it, when their kids are gone, either y'all finna start fucking a lot more and make some more kids. They finna force people to go back to work, and like literally force your ass to go back to work, because they said if the kids can go to school, then you can go and get a labor-based job, and you're just refusing right. to. So fuck it. Your bills, you got to pay those that you haven't been paying. You got to go out there and get a job, forcing these kids to now get picked up by aunties, uncles, people that you normally did a schedule with, and that's putting everybody in a serious of being around each other. And the only thing difference that's going to be happening is that most people are going to be wearing masks, but you still got to be around each other. And what did they say, the CDC say, social distancing plus the mask can prevent, but it doesn't stop it. The best thing that stops it is a vaccine, which most black people not going to want to take.
I'm not going to take that shit, and I'm not going to let, bro, because that goes into a bigger issue. Just like we don't know if this shit is man-made or something in nature, my personal opinion, that shit is man-made, because only man can think of some bullshit like this to do.
From a bat. This shit came from a bat. A mutated bat. Who the fuck thought that shit up? Let's work on a bat that can kill the shit could kill somebody.
I'm just saying, if your nigga get a mutation from a bat, nigga, it's just cause you bit the bat and you became Batman. That's the only mutation that motherfucker asking for. But nobody, like, let's be honest, this shit is some shit that was made. This shit was made in the lab somewhere, and somehow that shit got out. And I don't know if we being some just a global guinea pigs. But whoever did it, whoever the mastermind behind it, fuck them.
I don't think it's man-made. It just seems like a lot of terrible stuff comes from Africa and China, man. Like, a whole bunch of diseases
go somewhere
else, come from Africa and China that are just, like, very fatal. I do believe there are man-made diseases, though, that, I mean, they have man-made all kind of stuff to kill people, but I don't think this one's man-made. It's just interesting how the United States handles
because they don't know how to deal with it, and ain't nothing in nature that they can find that can combat it. They pretty much twiddling their fucking thumbs at and then just throwing everything at it to see what stick. So that's why I said I feel like it's something man-made, because usually if it's something that's natural, like even if you go outside and get into some poison ivy, it's somewhere in the world that you can find a piece of a tree or some type of herb to counteract that shit. But this, they don't know. They don't know what to do.
They actually said it was man-made. It was made. They said it was made in Taiwan, China. The thing is, the people who literally looked at the strand of it said it wasn't made in their lab. But these people were the people that was focusing on this bat. And while working on it, they know they seen different things, but they were like, this strand of it didn't come from our facility. So somebody else knows how to do this research and do this type of work on these bats. And they did it, and they let it come out. They just let it out to the public. And from there, it just spread it like wildfire, because it's a virus that just needs to be in the vicinity of a host. And I don't want to just sidebar it, but like a lot of these companies have realized, they had studies and said that it spreads farther, the virus can spread farther in the form of pollution. So it attacks what is already considered bad to the body. Right. So that's why most of these people who has pre-existing symptoms, when they get it, it's extremely fatal for them, because yes, you had a issue in your body that you could control. You get the corona with it, it amplifies it by 1,000, you die. You don't. That's why so many different deaths are so different with this, because it latches on to what already is killing you and just amplify it. And they got studies to show that when it gets connected, when the coronavirus gets into like the pollution of these manufacturing companies, and the pollution goes out into the air and distributes, actually some of the virus that's in those vicinities can actually go farther, and the virus survives longer on the fumes that's going out. So it's spreading faster, it's spreading wider, it goes higher up in the air. And when that study came out, so many people at plants decided to not just go to work because they're like, yo, we're getting sick. We know we're getting sick, and we are just coming to work because we have to. And y'all just told us that the fumes are keep the virus is staying in there. The fumes are coming at that little goddamn chimney thing, and the smoke is going farther in the air and is surviving on it. So it's now going into cities miles and miles away, and these people can pick up on it? Fuck no. No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So, but to the kids thing, I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid. I believe they should. I don't want my kid. I'll be honest with y'all. I love my children. I don't want the motherfuckers at the house all day for the next foreseeable future. I'm sorry. I love the motherfuckers, but they getting on my nerves. But for real, when it comes down to the safety of them, nah, I think it's best for them to stay at home. Memphis City Schools, Shelby County Schools, and there are many schools that are giving parents the option to have their children at home or have their children in school. But then they kind of put some parents in a bind because you got to look at the parents that their children eat multiple times a day because they go to school. Yeah. Only because they go to school, they get to eat multiple times a day because they don't really have enough money for that. So those parents are going to be like, yes, you have to go to school. Even though I care about your safety, you have to go to school because we can't afford to feed us like we've been doing this for. Because on the 25th, the extra aid ends. The extra aid of unemployment ends the 25th. They don't have a plan to continue that.
They need to. Like, honestly, like... It, like I said, because they hope and prayer was this shit was going to end by the summertime. They need to go on and get ready to amp this shit up until next year, until they have something viable. Because my thing is this, you need to get these teachers a sign-on bonus. Because for one, kids and education is underfunded in the first fucking place. So you expect these people to work and be able to teach these children under an environment where they fucking health and life is on the line. Because it's one thing just to deal with kids and that's your job and the air is clean and it's just a regular fucking day. But to compound this where you don't know where these children are coming from. They coming from home, but you don't know what they hygiene or the health conditions are at home. Just like with the teachers. You don't know that Rebecca been partying in Florida the weekend prior. And she, you know, like I'm saying, you don't know at that point. At this point, it's like rolling dice. You know, this is Russian roulette at this point. But honestly, yeah. How I feel, and I ain't even a parent, but if I had children, no, my kid ain't going to school. Either I'm going to teach my kid or we're going to have the kids sit in front of a computer and do Zoom sessions, and I'm going to be sitting there making sure they on their P's and Q's in class. Sending them the kids to school is maybe two or three times out the week just so they can have interaction with
their son. He goes to Harding, and he'll be going to school August 10th, and it's mandatory mask wearing, of course, there. But I'm nervous about it. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I don't really want to send him, but I feel like it's best for his learning to go to school. It's hard to work a full-time job and then teach your kids and have meetings. And it's, like, impossible, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have multiple meetings every day. I have deadlines. I don't have time to sit and then try to teach him throughout the day, keep him occupied, and make sure he's doing, you know, he's actually learning while doing – it's two jobs. It's two full-time jobs. That's what you have a teacher for. I mean, you know? Yeah. So,
and for the – Yeah, I agree. Like
this administration did not handle this properly. They did not get ahead of everything. They knew it was coming. He shut down the country. Only thing I'll give props for is shutting down everything. But after that, they didn't shut down the actual country. They shut down the travel. They did the travel restrictions, but they didn't shut down the actual. They didn't shut down the country properly. And you got all these idiots walking around here without masks. Oh, they're taking our liberties and our rights away by making us wear masks. No, dumbass. They're trying to get where everybody can get back to normal, and you're being stupid. You just keep spreading stuff. Like, idiotic.
Yeah, but at this point, But let's be honest, that's his fan base. Because again, it go back to what I said, you gotta be the leader. You gotta lead by fucking example. Because if he would have been out there, him and Pence and everybody else would have had masks on, and even if they didn't believe it, still ensure the people that y'all are working, y'all are diligent in what y'all are supposed to be doing, and at least put up the front. Because half of these fucking people that's doing this shit are Trump supporters, because they say, no, I'm not going to wear a mask because this is infringing on my civil liberties. And it's like, bruh, okay. Okay, and this is where I had a question. It's like, which rather you choose? Be uncomfortable for 3 to 6 months or be uncomfortable for the next 24 months? Because it's like, pick your poisons at this point. Would you rather be dealing with this shit for the rest of this year, and then 2021 we get back to some sense of normalcy, or we fucked this year, fucked all of next year, and being possibly being fucked the whole year of 2022? Because my thing is this, if the shit mutate and start killing people at a way quicker rate, where we at 130,000, 140,000 right now, what in the next 6 months this shit shoot up? We have 260,000. This killed another 100-some thousand people.
Or like, and that's what I've always said. I agree. I think this is, it might have been overblown a little bit as far as like the death rate. But the problem is, if this was like the Spanish flu of 1918, do you know how many people would have died from being stupid? From being stupid, not from not knowing what to do. We've been through pandemics before, and even back then they wore masks. If you look, there's pictures of people wearing masks in 1918 through 1920 because that's what you're supposed to do. We're 100 years past that, and people still don't know to just wear a mask. Even if it only helped you another 3% to survive, why wouldn't you take that?
I believe over time, the human race starts to deteriorate mentally. I just fucking believe they just start to get dumber as we start having more technology. And we think we're getting ahead by using stuff to benefit us, but we're getting fucking dumber and not using common sense anymore. Because like you said, wear a mask, go outside. It's a virus that can be transmitted through getting too close to another person's mouth when they're speaking. Put a goddamn mask on for you. And hope that other person got a mask on for them so y'all can communicate close. Y'all gonna sound muffled. You're gonna sound like, but you still can be around the other person. At least wear a mask.
The dumbest thing I heard was people saying, well, it only affects people, you know, that are over the age of 50 or 60 years old. I'm like, damn, you don't care about your grandma? You don't care about, like, dang.
It's some people out here that's be like, fuck granny. She had her fun. Yeah, I want to go spring break.
Let me see what that life insurance policy talking about.
This Big A. You listening to part one of the discussion. Part two will be uploaded. Thanks again for listening to If We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast. We out.